Swadhinkanta. Swadhinkanta means controlling her priyatam. And she is Madhya Bhav, of Madhya Bhav. Some prakhara also, but looks like so sweet. She must be of Madhya Bhav, Swadhinkanta, Bhamya, and having all the good qualities, having great snake with mother snake. Both. But mother snake will be more. At last she such who is she? She is Srimati Radhika. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that she sings towards Krishna as if she is doing bhatsana to Krishna. Bhatsana means abusing, like abusing, not welcoming, opposite to welcome. She is thinking, oh cheater, the king of all cheaters, and lampata, dhrishta, you have given me prem hala hala. Prem halal mane beast, poison, prem poison. And you have been, so you are giving me prem poison. And I think that you have been successful in giving that, and as an action of that prem poison, now my life is to be end. It has come up to our throat. And it is to come out of my body. And you are waiting that when it comes out of body, I will give fire in that pran. You are ready. And that is why you are coming nearer and nearer. As if she is thinking, she is singing towards Krishna by this mode. What is the deeper meaning? You called us and we met you, and you at once vanished away. This is Premhalahal that you gave me, and that is why our life is to be end. When it is in end, it is prepared to come out of our body. Now you are coming. Why you are coming? We know that again you will go. And then our life will be burnt in that frame. You cannot save us. You are not willing to save me. So you have come nearer again to we know they will tell when Akrur will go to, no, Uddha will go to Gopis. They will tell all these things. How a Krishna is like a Bahiliya, like a hunter. He sings so sweet in his throat and very subtle innocent deities come and begin to hear, starting closing their eyes, having a shelter of any tree which is not in earth, only outer, and she at once falls down. Understand? A tree not going more in earth, only very little. If it is so underground, then it would not fall. But it is for hunting. She saw cheetah, and by hearing, she gives his body's bar, garment, weight of her body, and at once falls down. And then he said, "You are like that. We know. They are so cruel, and you are more cruel than that." So here she is telling, "We have come here to dagdha. आप यहाँ पर पधारे हैं हम लोगों को जीवित ही जला देने के लिए आप." It was Hindi, very beautiful. Why you don't learn Hindi? If I can learn English, why you not Hindi? If you know Hindi, then very marvelous expression. I cannot express my whole idea. Why you are seeing here and there? No, translate, I can also. I cannot tell. I know you very well. Gopi is telling, "I know you very well. From boyhood I know. Not now. And in that mood she is watching Krishna. In a very glance. What glance? And saying this, very fine teeth like pearls, very white, he has caught hold of her other. Yet it was so beautiful for Krishna. So it seems that it is she is only Radhika, but all the qualities are of Srimati Radhika. She is in Bhamya Bhav, she is also in Man Bhav. She is Madhya, having the Madhya Bhav, Ghrit Sneha, but covered with Madhur Sneha. And in angry mood, Bhamya Bhav. So every quality is that excellent to the last point in Srimati Radhika. So she should be Radhika. This is the flow. Then, Apara Nimishit Dridhan Jushanam Tanmukham Bhujam Api Tamapi Natripya Santascharanam Jatha. The outer meaning is this. Another gopi Animesh, not closing her eyes, continuous seeing towards Krishna, as if anyone takes a cup and drink him till last. to cease drinking the nectar of Krishna. How? Without tripti. No tripti at all. Tripti means? With no satisfaction. I have satisfaction in hearing Harikatha. But you have no satisfaction. So, I am better than you. Because I have satisfaction. But you have no satisfaction. Is it right?
I don't think so.
What do you think?
It's better to always want more and more.
So if anyone satisfies in hearing Harikatha or telling Harikatha, that it is not good. So here, this gopi is not satisfying in drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth. Why? There is a reason. The reason will be told here. Here, he is giving example of any bhakta, qualified bhakta. As a bhakta doing serving Krishna or serving Gurudev, Sangri Vaishnava, especially Krishna. They are not satisfied any time. More and more they want. This is a sign of good bhakti. This sakhi is drinking the nectar of Krishna. Why? Why not of Radhika? She is submissive to Srimati Radhika. She is so pleased. She is so glad. She is seeing that four kinds of gopis, some having the hands of Krishna in their hands, some his hand on the soldier of her soldier, someone taking the battle net, someone having the lotus feet of Krishna on his breast. But yet Krishna sight and every mood is towards the gopis who is very far away and who is looking crooked to him as if she will shoot him. But yet his whole mind, so everything is towards that. Delta is seeing. Very good sign. She is controlled by that, my Sakhi Radhika. How his mouth is now, what his eyes are doing, how his mouth is doing. Srimati Radhika is going to shoot Krishna. And he is controlled now. He is smiling. Only smiling for Radhika. And same for that. Not for all these gopis. Only for that. And she is thinking about how to please her. It is a good sign that he is controlled by life. So he is seeing Krishna's face going up and down. And so beautiful. Now it looks like so beautiful. Sometimes he sees this and sometimes by this. Very good face. So she became so pleased and she was drinking without pulling her eyes.
Eyelids.
Without blinking.
And she was not satisfied, more and more. And she is from very distance behind of Radhika. She is seeing. She is standing behind of Radhika. And from there she is seeing. Radhika is not seeing that Lalita. What Lalita is doing. Krishna is also not doing because he is by same he is looking down. So he has so much fortune. that Krishna is not seeing towards them. So he sees really drinking and drinking. Understand my feeling?
Yes.
Without any hesitation, without any shame, if Krishna will see towards Lalita, then she will close her eyes or do anything. But now no shame, nothing, freely she is taking the cup of nectar and not touching, drinking and drinking, until Krishna will see or Radhika will see. Today, we should stop here. We were doing Apra Nimesha Vridhyam Jusanam Tam Mukham Vidyam Api Tam Apina Chrityat Santas Dad Charanam Yatha Sarant. सार कथा, सार माने क्या होता है, हैं? सार, सबके कथाओं का सार ये है. I was telling the gist of the seventh slok, that one gopi, she became jagged. Jarta ho gayi. She became like a stone. By that, seeing that ananda, that Krishna has been, is being so, Krishna is being suited by the eyes of Srimati Radhika. Radhika was Sakhi of this gopi. At that time, by the arrow of Srimati, kataksha by Srimati Radhika, Krishna was astonished. And he became so vyakul. Vyakul? What? Kya hua?
Stupefied.
Stupefied means? Vyakul. What to do, what to not to do. Anutapta. And she became unhappy that for nothing I have given so much unhappiness to this book. And feeling shy, so many books were coming and changing. And at that time he was controlled by the gopi, who was seeing towards Krishna with crooked eyes. And he was totally seeing towards that gopi, Radhika. Not seeing to anyone, four or five or six, anyone. Only was he was seeing towards that gopi. So she was drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth, changing in so many colors, so many moods, without any hesitation. If Krishna will see towards gopi, that
Lalita,
then she would be shy. And she should see here,
strong word. But now she was free. Krishna totally only seeing and reminding and doing everything only to Radhika. So he was drinking the nectar of Krishna Mahavish freely and continuously without dropping the eyelids. And he is giving the example. Sukadeva Goswami has asked him, giving an example as sadhu, purush, bhakta, premi bhakta, sarva Krishna. But they are not satisfied by serving Krishna. They want more and more sarva. So she is prakhara, she swadhin bhaktika, swadhin bhaktika, you know, but pati ya priyatam, pati nahi, priyatam hota hai, lover hota hai, wo swadhin bhaktika, she was swadhin bhaktika, and so she was prakhara. Not mridu. And she was sadhya bhav. And with great sneha, she was so happy to see that Krishna is totally controlled to her prime, mane, sakhi, Srimati Radhika. So she was surely Lalita sakhi. Now we are going to 8. Tankachit nidrathena hridikitani milyacha pulkangyu upaguhyan huyasu huyasse yogi ananda samputa. Tankachit netra randhena hridikitani milyacha. One of the gopis, this is then seventh, then Srimati Radhika, then Lalita, and after this. This gopi, Netra Randhena, Netra Randhena means by the whole of this nectar, from the door of eyes, she took Krishna in his heart, and door was shut up, eyes were shut up, that is, Krishna cannot come out, no? And upaguhyaste, then took Krishna in her arms and freely testing Krishna. Asta Satvik became so much pradipta. You know dipta, sudipta, pradipta, and there are so many. Dipta, dhumayit, jvalit, dipta, sudipta, pradipta. Pradipta are in Srimati Radhika and her sati. In his youth, only sudipta is not. So all the symptoms of pulak and anubha, sattvic and bhadichari, came in that gopi. Because she has embraced Krishna. That then Anshuktev Goswami are giving examples. First here they have given for Lalita Santa Tacharanam Jatha of Santa. And here they are giving example of Yogi. sons always saying, Krishna, not like this. Always chanting, remembering, loudly, dancing and with so sweet voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jai Sri Radhe, Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai. And weeping all audience. And they make all audience to sing like sand. These are bhakta. And here Yogi shut up his eyes and Aradhya Vastu is deeply remembered here. And he always wants to test Santakaram, Kujagasayanam, Padmanabham, Suresham. These are yogis. Bhakti not like. Santakaram, who is Santakaram? Kujagasayanam, that is Karnabdhisari Vishnu. Santakar, Kujagasayanam, Padmanabham. From is this? Nevi.
Neval.
N-A-V-E-L. V-E-L, Neval. Lotus has come out. And from this, Brahma. And in this Neval, Kamal, Sapta Lok and Sapta Lok. 14 looks have been created. Padmanabham, Suresham, he is Suresham, he is the god of all gods. So this is yogis, like a thumb. This 1 inch. They tell that Narayan has come out in and they remember all this. So, it seems that yogi, any yogi, is that sakhi, and he shut up her eyes, and remembering Krishna, embracing Krishna. Sampluta, she is deeply immersed in that ananda, ocean of ananda. Yogis are not only one kind. There are several kinds. In Vrindavan, Sukadeva Goswami has explained, in the Vrindavan, yogis are not like Himalayan and like Kashi. They sat on the Gyan branch of Veda tree. But this yogi in Vrindavan, like Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Rishi, Muni, are like kokil. Kokil means cuckoo bird. And mayur. Mayur means peacock. And like papiha. Pikaha. Pikaha. Papiha. Where is pran priyatam? Like Sukha, my Radha is best. Sukha is telling, my Krishna is most beautiful. Sari is telling that certainly he is so beautiful, but when Radhika is there, if there is not Radhika, he is Nirvishesh Nirakar. No? So this Sukha and Sari, this Sukha and Sari are sitting on the branch of that tree on Prem Dal, branch of Prem. Prem Dal. Not only Nirvishesh Dal, zero, cipher, not. Like Sukhdev telling, I have this type, and as peacock they are dancing with the sweet voice of Krishna Bansi. And they are telling what word? Ke ka. Who can control Krishna? Then Sipi Kok tells Valli Radhika. And who can control Srimati Radhika? Is there anyone who can take the Pativrat Dharma, Lok Dharma, Dharya, Dharya means
patience,
and shame everything of Radhika in total. Then that peacock is telling only Krishna is that. So ke ka. These are muni like Sukha Goswami. And some are dancing, not like this. So they are sitting on the branch of praying. So here Yogi, Eva Ananda Sampluta, that when Sukha saw dancing peacock, and Krishna was that time playing on very good flute, and peacocks have what?
Red there.
Feathers. And dancing four feet on the Sare Gama Pada. Very beautiful dancing. At the tune of Krishna, sweet voice of Bansi. Sukhdev Goswami and all, they began so silent. Pin drop silence was there. Left and left, monkeys, parrots, saris, and other beasts, pasupakshi, were there. But all silent. So, yet yogi, all these yogis are testing that sweet test. So the gopi became like so. He had them immersed in seeing all these things, seeing Krishna and all the gopis. She took Krishna and his Jiganti, embraced Krishna. Then who sees? Who sees? Jiva Goswami is Suyasthi. Suyasthi. Jiva Goswami is deriving some slope from Vishnu Sura. In Srimad Bhagavat, the name of all these gopis has been not first at all, anywhere. So Jiva Goswami is taking this slok from Vishnu Puran, that that gopi, seeing Krishna there, so shy, so glad, and beautiful pose, she told Krishna. And strength what? Only this I don't point it there. So Jiva Goswami is explaining that Krishna, it means Shiva's Prakhara, and also Shiva's Sarla. Sarla means not like so. But yet she was Prakhara, not like Chandravali, not like Lalita, not like Srimati Radhika. But Prakhara, but at the time,
mild
also, and she was Bhadra. Seventh. She was Bhadra. Not Vipaksha, not Swapaksha, not Suhurd. She has no link with Radhika, but Lalita has link. She has no link with Chandravali as Padma and Sabya. But she was controlled by Krishna, because she was running towards Krishna and telling Krishna, Krishna. So should the Tatastha of Srimati Radhika. So she should be certainly Bhadra. Bhadra. She is Tatastha of Radhika and Suhit Paksha of Chandravali. Goswami telling that Gopis first told four. In four, four means Chandravali, Shyamala, Padma and Satya. In four, the prominent figure is Chandravali. More than four. So she is Chandravali. And she is Dakshina Naika. So she should must be Bijati of Vipaksha of Radhika. Because in Radhika there is a bhav of Madhusne and Madhya bhav. And she is of Tadiya bhav. In Vishnu Puran, she had discovered that there were eight Sakhis, Sadhana. The seventh has been told here. What is eight? She wanted to discover. So he is telling that first four, Chandravali, Shyamala, Padma, Sabya, and then Srimati Radhika, and then Lalita. After that, Vishakha will be there. And last, Bhadra will come. So there are eight. Yes. Lalita is Prakhara, but yes, Swadhin Bhartrika. And she has Madhya Bhav. Likewise, Anuradha. Who is Anuradha?
Lalita. She always follows Radha.
Sometimes this Vishakha has been told like Anuradha. Anuradha means the birth date of both Vishakha and Radhika is one. At a time they had taken birth. And their moves are all same. So, anyone can tell that Visakha is like Radhika. So Visakha should must be there. And his bhav mood will be very prominent than others, Chandraval, Padma, Sadhya and all others. So should one of be there. In a Skand Puran he has he has taken example. He is telling of Ras, which has been explained in Skand Puran also. Vidushami is telling that when Krishna became oversighted, he became what?
Disappeared
from Ras. All gopis said that Krishna was not there. And Lalita Visakha and all sakis said that Krishna is not there and also Srimati Radhika is not there. They said that both are, the pair is not there. And they were searching everywhere, Krishna.
They remember it when Uddhava came to Braja and they began to abuse Krishna in front of Uddhava. They are not seeing Uddhava, they are seeing only a bee, black bee. They are supposing him to be any Krishna dut, representative of Krishna and messenger. And they are telling to Uddhava in anger mood. All gopis are telling. And each gopi's word is there. Uddhava is telling that Krishna is God. And he is everywhere. He is also in your heart, also in others. You should try to discover Krishna by bhakti. Anyone is not far away from Krishna. Seeing this, hearing this, Lalita at once becomes so furious. You are a liar and your master is also a liar. We don't believe in your words and also don't believe in Krishna words. You should return from here. Go at once to Mathura and go to Krishna. We don't want to listen to your words. But she was crying, weeping, tears in, but telling so, Uddhava, not Uddhava to be. And Uddhava was hearing all this. That they are so curious and in anger there. Then I was telling so, gone, return to Mathura. Uddhava, you are very liar, mitya body. You are Dipathadani. Misleading. And yourself going in wrong path. Dipathadani. Kuru Janapriya. You are a friend of Kruvel.
Yes.
And friend is more cruel than his master. So you are cruel, cruel Janapriya. Kuru Janapriya. Akritabhya.
Ungrateful.
You are ungrateful. So Krishna they are telling. And Sartha. Sartha means? Doing mistakes. Doing something wrong. Yes, probably he tells that, no, I have not done wrong. I have not done this. They are saying that he has come from a certain place. And there are friends. But he refused it. Denied it. Oh, so, you are coming from that and you are telling lies? No, I have not done. From where you have got this red color? It is lies. That anyway, I was sitting there in my home and any red, black, red color, any avataka is given, it is frankly like he denies everything. So you are friend of that, don't come here. At once go out from here. But samachar nishchurke, sab baat hai. So many vikar hai, vikar hai. विकार है विकार विकार विक विक नो यू डोंट नो विकार विकार माने इफ एनीवन डज एनीथिंग देन व्हिच इज द गिवन विकार